Before our next item, a quotation from General Douglas MacArthur's most famous speech. That was it. Right after that, MacArthur said that old soldiers never die, they just fade away. A pregnant pause, a great moment of silence, 3 seconds long. The avant-garde composer John Cage took silence to much greater lengths in his piece 433, which is 4 minutes and 33 seconds of silence. And perhaps convinced that brevity is the soul of wit, English composer and conductor Mike Batt put 60 seconds of silence on a recording and may yet pay a price for it. It's on the CD Classical Graffiti by a group called The Planets.
At the end of the record, when we wanted to put some particularly acoustic classical mixes on the record, we decided to separate them from the main album with a one-minute silence. Now, that one-minute silence, which ends the album and then starts the bonus tracks, I decided when we were mastering the record to credit it, to give it a title, so I called it A One-Minute Silence. Mm-hmm. And in putting my name as the composer in brackets afterwards, I decided to credit Cage as well.
Aha, now this is because this was a sort of an homage to John Cage.
It was kind of an homage, but it was also a little bit of a send-up, if you like.
Yes, a joke.
It was tongue-in-cheek. And just in case anything untoward happened in the copyright claims department, I made absolutely sure the record company knew that this was not John Cage, but Clint Cage, who was a figment of my imagination. But I also registered the title as a pseudonym with the various collecting societies, such as ASCAP, BMI, PRS, and MCPS.
Well, so there you are. You had this silent track with authorship attributed to Bat Cage, Clint Cage, you said. And then what happened?
Well, the record came out, and then I got a letter out of the blue from the Mechanical Copyright Protection Society in England saying that they were upholding a claim by the publishers of John Cage, 4 minutes 33 piece, claiming that my 1 minute silence was in fact a quotation from their 4 minutes 33 silence. I was sitting having lunch with my mother at the time I got the letter, and I must say I nearly choked on my lunch. It was such a funny letter to get, even though they were dead serious, yeah, and they gave me several reasons why. In fact, one of the supporting reasons why they were claiming my silence as their silence, when in fact, of course, I claim that my silence is better silence even than the original, apart from which it's digital and mm-hmm. John Cage's was analog. But my thought was that, in fact, my mother said, which minute of his 4 minutes 33 seconds of silence do they think you stole?
Is the answer the best minute?
I suppose it was the best minute, but if I had actually stolen it, but I maintain that I didn't steal it, my silence is original silence and not a quotation of his silence.
You know, I'm trying to wonder about this claim that your minute of silence was a quotation of the 4 minutes and 33 seconds of silence of John Cage. I think according to that logic, if you had left 5 minutes of silence, you could have disproven any such claim, because clearly that could not be a quotation unless it was being played very slowly.
Unless I'd repeated part of the quotation.
Yes, that could have been, if you repeated it, yes.
Yeah, but the only discernible parameter which distinguishes his silence from my silence is the length, and of course my length is completely different from his length, if you would hopefully refrain from reading anything into that. And of course, length is very important.
We weren't about to until you suggested it just now.
I was always told length wasn't very important, but I don't know quite why they were telling me.
Well, Mike Batt, thank you very much for talking with us about this.
Very nice talking to you, Robert.
Mike Batt, composer of A One-Minute Silence, the publisher of John Cage's silent composition, 4 minutes 33 seconds, claims that Batt's silent piece is a steal.